in the efforts of being honest. I've really been struggling with what to write in light of leaving Ecuador and everything that has happened since I left, involving the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Saturday night as I was landing in my plane in Ohio. I can't sleep, and it is constantly on my mind as I stare at the computer screen, eyes glossy and glued to the news of recent developments from Ecuador. Sometimes I wish that I never had left Cincinnati, Ohio. Then, right now would be so much easier. Yes, I would feel bad for the people of Ecuador during this massive earthquake, and I would want to help. But that feeling would slowly disappear, and I would continue living my normal life. Sometimes I wish that I had never left my little home in Cincinnati, Ohio, because then I wouldn't know the true scale of all the challenges we as global citizens are facing. I would keep my naive little outlook and be all good. Sometimes I wish I never left because then I wouldn't always have this empty feeling that happens, I hear, when your heart is in too many different places. But I left, and I had the most amazing yet challenging and rewarding year of my life. And now it's even more yet differently challenging. I feel so guilty for being able to freely leave Ecuador, for not being there during a huge time of need, for sitting here at a place I used to call my only home, and looking at the amount of clothes I own, shoes I have, cars, technology. I am so very privileged, and I do believe that I can use the privilege I was lucky to be born with to learn and to lead, but that's easier said than done. I miss it, I tell others, but how do I wrap everything I miss into an explanation? I think on the most fundamental level, I miss how Ecuador made me feel, how I always felt welcomed by the open-hearted Ecuadorianos I came to love, how I felt like I was constantly striving to be my best self because I was surrounded by such supportive and stimulating friends, my fellows. And when people ask, "How are you?" I usually give the fake yet too real answer. I'm good. I am good. I'm safe from an earthquake that shattered thousands of lives. I was not there watching as small communities were left unattended for days. No necessary aid flowed to those places. I am good because I live in a country where I have phenomenal medical care access. I have the food I used to crave while in Ecuador in front of me on my table. I have clean clothes, a warm shower, and constant internet access. But in the efforts of being honest, I'm sad sometimes, overwhelmed, angry, and so many more emotions. I'm sad that this year's over, that I left my family and friends, that tragedy is hitting Ecuador hard. I'm overwhelmed by everything I own, by the entire earthquake, by living in the USA. I'm angry at myself for slipping back into this old life so easily, for having what I have, for not knowing how to respond, at the world for simply being unfair. And yes, this may be a naive, self-absorbed U.S. citizen whining about all of the privilege she has, while others around the world have far larger problems, and others are experiencing culture shock, not by choice, on a larger scale each and every day. Yes, I know. And that just makes this even more challenging. So in the efforts of being honest, life is challenging. I am home per se, but I don't feel fulfilled. I miss what I had in Ecuador. I miss the simplicity. But as I look at my worn-out, cracked watch that has been with me the whole year, since that first day when we began immersion week in the heat of Misuayi, getting bitten by tons of mosquitoes before we knew better to only wear pants, I remember I told my group that my watch would remind me that things take the time they take. And so I have patience. I have hope, and I have a determination and drive to contribute and make my, no matter how small, impact to make this world a better place.